For the most part, everybody was here last year anyway, with the exception of the guys that we added on. So, I mean, we missed those guys, definitely. But at the end of the day, it's always the next man up, and we got to keep playing ball.
How has C.J. Smith kind of looked to you so far?
C.J. is a hard worker, and you see him. He goes out there and he plays hard, and he makes plays. When he's put in a position, he goes out and he puts himself in good positions to make plays, and he did that today.
Are you still kind of in the competing? I mean, it seems like you're playing a lot of slot, but certainly, I imagine you also want to play outside.
I don't have a preference inside or outside. It doesn't matter to me, either or.
You played more if you played outside.
Huh?
You would play more if you played outside.
I think with the way that the game goes now, you got to have another cornerback in the game. So,
70% of the time.
Yeah, right? Most of the time you got three wides, and that's the way that the game has been going lately. So, I play a lot anyway. So, it's not really a big deal for me.
Have you felt kind of like, you know, with your injury, you feel like you're over the hump? Kind of like, you know what I mean? Like you hit the wall and went beyond it?
Our doctors are great and training staff is great. So they put in our strength and conditioning team is great and worked with them. And they really pushed me and it helped me get myself back very healthy and put myself in position to get back into training camp and not miss any time. And I haven't missed a day yet, so.
How about mentally? Do you feel like you're mentally as sharp as you were? You know, kind of shaking off the rust a little bit in that sense?
I tried to stay in the DB room when I was injured and just keep up with what was going on in the room so that way I wouldn't feel like I was behind or not part of the room. And I haven't missed any training days or practices thus far. And so I don't feel like I had much rust to knock off, I'm sorry. I just picked up where I left off, really.
Was there, like, one example during, like, this, you know, week and a half that you've been, you know, here during training camp and stuff where you kind of said, you know what, it's not going to be a factor, I'm perfectly fine now?
I go out like that every day. That's my mindset every day, not to let my injury hold me back from going out there and playing fast and competing. And that was my biggest thing, not holding myself back and making sure I make all my plants fast and my breaks fast and coming in and out of breaks and things like that. So that's always been my mentality, not to let my injury hold me back.
So, like, once you were able to do that the first day, you knew that you were good?
I started to work those kind of drills way in the spring and things like that. So it's been a level of progression since spring. But just starting those drills then and seeing how I could do with those then and just working my way up and fixing the problem.
What have you seen from Nelson Aguilar this year? People are saying he looks like a totally different player.
Nelson has always been a hard worker, but I think his attention to detail and his route running and just the way he gets in and out of breaks and runs his routes, he looks a lot crisper than he did last year, and he's going out and I think he feels like he has something to prove or he has a chip on his shoulder and he's playing that way. So,
do you think having a couple more veteran receivers is helping him?
I think all those guys, having guys like Alshon and Torrey and a little bit of older guys that can help him and that have been in his position a little while longer, just give him pointers and things like that, I think they all help each other out. So that room helps each other out, whether it be Alshon, Torrey helping Nelson, or any of the other guys that are in there.